In July of 2011, CMPD officer Michael Forbes was responding to a domestic violence call at the Lynx Woodlawn Light Rail Station. When he arrived, 21-year-old Larico Williams was walking away from a fight with his girlfriend. Officer Michael Forbes ordered Williams to stop, but he didn't obey. So Officer Forbes ended up tasing Williams in the chest. Williams fell to the ground, and Forbes asked him to roll over on his stomach. When he didn't listen, he tased him a second time. Williams then died from a heart attack. The big question in this case was whether the second time Officer Forbes used his taser on Williams was excessive force. David Ventura, one of the lawyers representing the family, says the jury's decision sends a strong message.
Tasers have to be used reasonably like any other use of force. Reasonably meaning based on the circumstances of what is happening at the time, whether it's a taser or any other type of weapon that they have available to them.
The jury awarded the family $500,000 for compensatory damages, but no award for punitive damages. In a statement, City Attorney Bob Hageman says the city believes Officer Forbes acted reasonably in a very difficult situation, but respects the jury's decision. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma in Charlotte.